BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More at lib.ku.edu.
20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Any storms that crop up could have heavy rainfall. We're expecting a low in the mid-60s.
From NPR News.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute and 91.3 FM in Junction City, we have many frequencies thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you. If you would like to become a member of KPR, you can do that right now at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at stonebackappliance.com.
News headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. In our next 30 minutes, we'll learn more about the White House's Time is Money initiative. We will hear about the growth of an Mpox outbreak down in Africa. Also, meet a chef in New Orleans bringing two grilling traditions from opposite ends of the world together in one menu. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Any of those that do crop up could include locally heavy rainfall. It will be very humid tonight with lows in the mid-60s. My dog is not going to enjoy his evening walk, I'm afraid. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms in the morning. Continued humid with highs in the upper 70s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Abilene, 87 in Emporia. It is 620. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It is 6:30.
Points, NASDAQ up 35, S&P 500 up a fraction. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Third-party presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are filing to get on the ballot in Kansas for the November general election. Daniel Caudill reports.
Kennedy is an independent who consistently ranks third in national polls, with about 5% of voters saying he's their first choice. Candidates who don't belong to a party recognized in Kansas need 5,000 signatures to secure ballot access. Kennedy's campaign says he's turned in nearly twice that many. Jill Stein secured about 850 signatures. She's running with the Green Party for the third time, but will likely have to run as a write-in candidate in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The other candidates to appear on the Kansas ballot are Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Libertarian Chase Oliver. Labette Health's Independence Healthcare Center is expanding in an effort to improve health outcomes and access in southeast Kansas. The southeast corner of the state typically scores low in health ratings. Brian Williams, president and CEO of Labette Health, says they'll add on to their rural health clinic and emergency room in Independence, Kansas.
So we'll expand lab services, we'll add outpatient ultrasound services, and then we'll double the size of the cancer infusion center, and then we'll double the size of the rural health clinic and specialty clinic.
Williams says he's optimistic about the expansion, but he says to solve healthcare access issues in southeast Kansas, providers, residents, and private businesses will all have to work together. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. It looks like the heat and humidity are returning. Partly cloudy skies through the evening, mostly cloudy late. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Any of those showers or storms that do crop up could include locally heavy rainfall. It's going to be very humid tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms in the morning. Continued humid with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Once again, very humid, lows in the upper 60s. Humid again on Wednesday with a chance of rain in the morning and a high in the lower 90s.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is a great way to start off your day with the latest news and more.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Don't forget, we have classical music coming up at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. Destiny is your host. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for This American Life. Okay, that was really dicey there because I really, really needed to sneeze. Just a little glimpse inside the booth here. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible any place those storms do crop up. Humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
Subaru loves learning. Subaru, more than a car company. From the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Morning Edition comes your way tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Up next, we have classical music through the evening with Destiny, followed by Jazz in the Night. Another program note about classical music, though. On Friday evening, it's the next in our series of BBC Best of the Proms broadcasts. This time around, the Halle Orchestra and choirs performing Gustav Mahler's Great Symphony No. 5. You will hear it at 7 p.m. Friday on your KPR1 stations. The time is 7:01, and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The FBI says it's investigating claims made by the Trump campaign that it was hacked by Iran. While some journalists say they received what appeared to be stolen campaign materials, many questions remain about their origin. NPR's Jen McLaughlin reports.
Over the weekend, Politico revealed it had received leaked documents from the Trump campaign, including a dossier on Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. The campaign says the materials were stolen by a hacker, pointing to a recent report on Iranian election interference from tech giant Microsoft as evidence. Now, the FBI says it's investigating the matter. Microsoft has declined to comment and would be unlikely to provide private details unless given permission by Trump's campaign. But the lack of evidence of a breach by Iran has raised questions about the document's origins. After widespread reporting that Russia tried to interfere in the 2016 election after breaking into Clinton campaign emails, journalists are likely to be more cautious about this leak. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
Israel has placed its military on high alert, and the Pentagon says it's sending additional forces, including a guided missile submarine, to the region in a show of strength. That's amid concerns about a possible Iranian and Hezbollah response to the killing of militant leaders in Tehran and Beirut. Israel sent the alert this month after observing what it believed to be preparations for such an assault. The U.S., which is also sending a second aircraft carrier to the region, says it's been closely monitoring Iranian military activities and has repeatedly warned Iran against further actions that might widen the current conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. and South Korea say they're going to hold joint military exercises next week aimed at deterring North Korea. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, the North was carried out more than 36 ballistic missile tests so far this year.
The annual joint drills are dubbed Ulchi Freedom Shield and are scheduled to run from August 19th to 29th. They'll include computer simulations, field exercises, and civil defense drills. North Korea sees such exercises as invasion rehearsals and has used them to justify its own weapons tests. As relations between the two Koreas have deteriorated over the past year, the two sides have beefed up defenses and military drills along their heavily fortified border. They have also waged psychological warfare using balloons and loudspeaker broadcasts. But many analysts believe North Korea will avoid major provocations as it awaits the results of U.S. presidential elections. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Ernesto has become the latest tropical storm to form in the waters of the Atlantic. The North National Hurricane Center saying it expects Ernesto to move over or near Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands tomorrow afternoon or evening. Ernesto is the fifth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. A mixed start to the week on Wall Street. The Dow fell 140 points. The Nasdaq was up 35 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Music. Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, August 12th. The moon shines by reflecting sunlight, but it's not a great mirror. It reflects only about 1/10 of the sunlight that strikes it, so it's actually quite dark. Even so, it reflects enough radio waves that it served as the first communication satellite. In the late 1950s and early 60s, the United States Navy used the moon to relay signals between bases and to some ships at sea. That developed from an earlier project that listened for radar transmitted from inside the Soviet Union. Originally called Project Joe, it started in 1947 after the Army successfully bounced its own radar waves off the moon. It began regular operations 75 years ago this month. Early results were better than expected, so the Navy began studying how to use the moon to send signals, not just receive them. At the time, it maintained long-range contact by bouncing radio waves off the ionosphere, an electrically charged layer of the atmosphere. But storms on the sun could interrupt transmissions. The moon would be more reliable. In 1954, project leader James Trexler beamed his own voice to the moon and back. And by late 1960, the system was in regular use, bouncing radio waves off the moon. The moon is just past first quarter tonight, so the sun lights up a bit more than half of the lunar disk. The bright star Antares is well to the upper left of the moon. More about the moon and Antares tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. it's Monday here on KPR, and we need a little comedic relief. That was The Comedy Overture by Ernest Tomlinson, also known as Alan Perry, with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Hey there, I am your host, Destiny. It is Monday, and boy, I could use a vacation. Like maybe to the Grand Canyon, and I bet you could too. So let's take a vacation together at around 7:20. I was inspired by a dear listener, Jan, and her husband, David, who loves this music, and the idea of a vacation there sounds really nice. But for now, well, what is the opposite of comedy? Not comedy, sadness. In case you're feeling sad on this Monday, I have some music for you that will let you feel your feels and get the sadness out. It's Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Gorgeous, soulful music that will certainly reach you. Let's enjoy it right now on KPR. It's with the London Symphony Orchestra, Barber's Adagio for Strings.
Thank you.
Wow, such gorgeous music, so healing here on KPR. Barber's Adagio for Strings with the London Symphony Orchestra. At around 7:57, I've got a beautiful hymn that will close out our hour together. And speaking of healing, like I just mentioned, guess who one of our great supporters is? Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister. They are located in downtown Topeka. They offer dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets are available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. All right. Time for a vacation. Thank you, Jan, for this awesome idea. You are so smart. I let her know ahead of time that I would be playing this because I know her husband, David, likes it. And she said, ooh, we'll be listening. Who wouldn't love a mini vacation to the Grand Canyon? So I think we should all adopt that spirit and take this vacation together right now on KPR. This Grand Canyon suite is by Ferdy Groffé, and it's with Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Bertie Groffet's Grand Canyon Suite here on KPR with Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. I hope you enjoyed our mini vacation to the Grand Canyon on this Monday. To close us out, I've got a beautiful hymn played by a string quartet coming up for us. But hey, when you go on vacation, how do you get there? Do you drive your new car? Maybe you have an old car that's taking up space in your garage. You know, we have a vehicle donation program. It accepts all cars. And donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org. See, a perfect excuse to get a new car so that you can donate your old one here and save classical music. All right, a beautiful hymn to close this out. It's traditional Crusader's Hymn or Beautiful Savior with the Del Monte Quartet on KPR. The Crusader's Hymn here on KPR with the Del Monte Quartet. Beautiful music indeed. Ah, this was a lovely Monday together. I hope it has allowed you to feel all your feels and get ready for the rest of this week. I will be back tomorrow with more music for you, and Classics Live is up next. Keep it right here, and I will see you soon on Kansas Public Radio.
Our job as journalists is to check the facts and then check them again, to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Falden from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
Your $10 or $15 a month may seem small, but it makes a big difference. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow members, all adds up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. The Prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach from the D major cello suite, repurposed there by oboist Alex Klein. Welcome to White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown. Come sit with me for a chamber ensemble evening at the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival. Alex Klein is back on stage now with four other wind players to play a wind quintet by August Klughart, an almost forgotten German composer who flourished in the later half of the 19th century.
Thank you.
with Jennifer Gunn, flute, Jonathan Gunn, clarinet, Alex Klein, oboe, Justin Cummings, bassoon, and James Thatcher, horn. Playing the Wind Quintet, Opus 79, by August Klughart. We're in the middle of a Sunflower Music Festival concert in Topeka. We'll hear the same musicians now in the Wind Quintet play a Sergei Prokofiev piano sonata that their horn player transcribed for quintet. Prokofiev's Sonata No. 6 from Opus 82, next, here on stage in White Concert Hall. Fresh transcription by horn player James Thatcher for Wind Quintet. That was the music of Sergei Prokofiev, which began life as Piano Sonata No. 6 in A Major from Opus 82. Joining James Thatcher were Jennifer and Jonathan Gunn, Alex Klein, and Justin Cummings. Another quintet is next here at the Sunflower Music Festival, but this time David Alan Ware is at the piano. We can see David in profile as a string quartet is on stage in front of him. This is from the very emotionally charged Piano Quintet in F Minor by César Franck here at the Sunflower Music Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
Final two movements from the piano quintet in F minor by César Franck from 1879. It was considered one of César Franck's chief musical accomplishments. It's been described as having a torrid, emotional power. His contemporary Edward Lalo characterized it as an explosion. Matching the energy, the audience here at Washburn is also exploding in applause. David Allen Ware is taking his bow as the pianist, now acknowledging the standing ovation of violinists Charles and Rachel Stegeman, Basil Vendry's violist, and John Waltz, cello, bringing to a close a chamber ensemble night in the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. The program booklet is still online at sunflowermusicfestival.org if you'd like more information about the music or the players. Every June, it's 10 nights of free concerts here at Washburn by professional musicians who come in from all over the country. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live. Our sound engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded the concert. I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us for this Classics Live here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You know, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. The Lawrence Community Orchestra is a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community and providing entertainment. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. kansaspublicradio.org. You can find out all about us at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can hear us through the radio on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. And again, kansaspublicradio.org will do as well.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel says it's placed its military on high alert, and the Pentagon says it is sending additional forces, including a guided missile submarine, to the region in a show of strength amid concerns about a possible Iranian and Hezbollah response to the killing of militant leaders in Tehran and Beirut. National Security Spokesman John Kirby today said it's not clear when and if a strike might come.
We're continuing to watch it very, very closely. And it is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
The U.S., which is also sending a second aircraft carrier to the region, has repeatedly warned Iran against further actions that might widen the current conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Drug overdoses are now the top killer of young adults, creating a growing public health challenge for college campuses. More from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Experimental or even accidental drug use is posing a much greater threat on college campuses because of the prevalence of fentanyl in a wide variety of drugs, which can come pressed into different kinds of fake prescription pills. Yet there's little data about how many overdoses or fatalities occur on campuses, because much of that data is protected by medical privacy. Nevertheless, some student groups and colleges are adopting more overdose prevention policies. Those might include greater distribution of the overdose reversal drug naloxone, also known as Narcan, and bystander training on how to use it. Some schools and advocacy groups are also handing out test kits that allow students to test drugs for the presence of fentanyl before using them. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Driverless cars have begun cruising on San Francisco freeways for the first time. Up until now, they were limited to certain city streets. NPR's Derek Kerr reports.
A handful of vehicles will now be driving on San Francisco's freeways without anyone at the wheel. It's an initial test by the company Waymo, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet. Waymo says only employees can take these rides for now, and they won't run during rush hour. California regulators have approved Waymo's permit to start driving on highways. Waymo has already been testing on highways in Phoenix, where it also has a robo-taxi service. Self-driving cars have had a bumpy start in California, where city regulators and emergency responders have said they're not ready for prime time. Waymo competitor Cruise halted its driverless car program last year after one of its vehicles hit a pedestrian. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
Ernesto has become the latest tropical storm to form in the waters of the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says it expects Ernesto to move over or near Puerto Rico and the U.S. British Islands tomorrow afternoon or evening. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 140 points. This is NPR.
Stardate August 10th. Starlight sprinkles down on Earth like raindrops in a summer shower. And like raindrops, the sprinkles of starlight can appear to change direction. This effect is known as aberration of starlight. It was discovered 3 centuries ago by an astronomer who was trying to measure the distance to Eltanin, the brightest star of Draco, the dragon. James Bradley was looking for the star's parallax. The idea is to observe a star when Earth is at opposite sides of its orbit. That causes stars that are close to us to shift position relative to stars that are farther away. Measuring the size of that shift reveals the star's distance. Bradley did see a shift in Eltanin's position, but it wasn't related to the star's distance. Instead, it was caused by Earth's orbital speed. The effect is like watching raindrops fall from inside a car. If you're sitting still, the raindrops might appear to fall straight down. But if you're cruising down the highway, they appear to come toward you at an angle. The raindrops aren't moving any differently. You are. The same thing happens with starlight. Thanks to Earth's motion around the sun, The drops of light appear to come in from different angles at different times of year. That causes a star to appear to shift position, the result of the aberration of starlight. Eltainen is high in the north-northeast at nightfall. The moderately bright star stands to the left of brilliant Vega. And we have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We'll be right back.